How has building something sweet helped your family heal, and what gives you hope in those dark moments?
It's been a beautiful journey for us to, one, not only just focus on something that's greater than ourselves, that brings joy to other people, also makes our dad super proud. He's not, you know, on this journey with us, but we know he is in a lot of ways, just not physically here. And so I think that's really what drives us every day and helps us.
What were some of the challenges that you guys faced in getting in the space and testing the recipes, and why go the frozen route as opposed to already baked cookies?
When we were initially testing out the market and kind of seeing where the white space, we really realized that frozen dessert set has a lot of innovation opportunities. Not going refrigerated and not going pre-baked, you take out artificial flavoring, artificial preservatives, anything that basically is not deemed as close to a homemade cookie experience.
What's one message or review that you've gotten from a customer that reminded you why you started this to keep going through the challenges?
We have a lot of people who relate to our story of grief and the way that we've overcome it, and it's become a sense of comfort to a lot of customers in times of, you know, grief and hard experiences. And we've gotten quite a few different messages of people who have sent them to people who have lost loved ones, and it's brought a lot of immense comfort to them and joy.
Welcome back to the Duck Pond Podcast, where we talk about how brands got their wings and took flights. Today, we've got Brittany Cook joining us. She's the co-founder of Something Sweet Cookie Dough, the cookie brand born out of heartbreak but baked with love. Their dough uses real brown sugar, simple ingredients, and no artificial stuff. It ships nationwide, freezer to oven, and Something Sweet is about legacy, comforts, and building through every phase of life. Today, we're diving into how to go from grief to entrepreneurship, preserving mom's recipes, and maintaining quality while scaling, and what it means to let food heal. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you. So I wanted to start a bit prior to Something Sweet. I did see a video where your mom actually explained her recipe book. And I wanted to ask how cooking formed you and your sister's childhood growing up. You know, growing up with mom's recipes, and cook is literally your guys' last name.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's always been, the kitchen has always been the heart of the home for us. My mom has always baked, cooked, and it's always been something that has brought us together as a family, whether it's sitting down for a family meal or, you know, after school, she would have fresh baked cookies or pumpkin bread or something for us. Always a sense of comfort and always a sense of bringing us together through her amazing skills and talents.
I love that. And did you guys ever think of starting a business like Something Sweet in the past, considering how central, recipes and baked goods have been in the home?
Honestly, we didn't really think past even to where we are now, the possibility, because we never really wanted a brick and mortar type of business. So it wasn't really a thought, but we always wanted to start something. My dad always was very entrepreneurial and always wanted us to do something as a family and start something, but we just didn't know what that was at that time.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was curious as to where the entrepreneurial spirit come from.
Yeah.
So you built this with your mom, your sisters, in the midst of grief and growth, and probably one of the most difficult times of your life. How did you navigate something like that? What's been some of the most challenging moments throughout the past 4 years?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it was placed on our heart from a very early time in our grief. And really, when you're faced with a deep level of grief as to what we have faced, it really is a big wake-up call. And so for us, we really channeled that grief, and we knew that life was just a blink of an eye. And we were reminded of that through my dad's passing. And so we really just went for it, and we decided to put the grief into something bigger than ourselves. And that really helped us really start this journey. So does that answer that question?
I love that. A lot of people, they channel grief in so many different ways, you know, different coping mechanisms. And I love that you and your family have taken this pain and truly transformed it into something powerful. And that leads into my next question, which, how has building Something Sweet helped your family heal, and what gives you hope in those dark moments?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a beautiful journey for us to, one, not only just focus on something that's greater than ourselves, that brings joy to other people, that, one, also makes our dad super proud. He's not, you know, on this journey with us, but we know he is in a lot of ways, just not physically here. And so I think that's really what drives us every day and helps us.
I love that. I love that. In your response to our questionnaire prior to the show, you and your family said, let's bake this pain into something joyful. What was the spark that made you think we have to share dad's favorite treats to the world?
Yeah. Honestly, he was a big cookie guy. He'd always have his big tumblers of milk and cookies. And that was truly one of his favorite things that my mom made. And so it was kind of a no-brainer when we came to the point of this idea of building something sweet. And really and truly, it all happened so fast, us building this business and launching it, but it totally felt right to start with that. My dad loved every single thing that my mom created in the kitchen, but this was a no-brainer for sure.
Well, yeah, I saw the recipe book that your mom was showcasing, mm-hmm. and pretty large.
Yeah, it's large and very beat up. It's got lots of love from the last couple of years.
I love that. So I know you guys, diving into flavors a little bit, I know you guys have snickerdoodle and chocolate chip. You know, which one of the two is your favorite, and how have customers responded to it, and what's been the most surprising thing from it so far?
Yeah, both flavors. Honestly, it's like asking which one is your favorite kid to me. So I love both flavors. Our OG, our brown butter chocolate chip is probably one of my favorites. It's definitely the most classic. But my mom's brown butter snickerdoodle is top notch as well. So honestly, that's a hard question. And I can't choose one because it's literally like choosing, you know, one of my kids as a favorite. And all of our customers across the board, I mean, both are very well loved by all customers.
No, absolutely. And you guys have such a powerful story behind it. I'm sure you guys get a lot of positive response from that.
Yeah, definitely.
Was there a moment when it came to tasting the cookie dough that you thought to yourself or that you said that this is a flavor that dad would absolutely approve? I mean, obviously it's, you know, one of his favorite treats, but taking it from, you know, the home, the household, and putting it onto shelves, I'm sure there must have been some challenges in transferring that.
Yeah. I mean, he had a great flavor palette and was a good critic of my mom's baking. And I think that the two flavors that we have put out, I know he would 100% approve and would have absolutely loved the brown butter snickerdoodle. And we know that he loves the brown butter chocolate chip. So.
Love it. Yeah, just while doing my research for you guys, I took a look at the cookies that you guys offer, and they look very, very delicious.
Yeah.
I had a listen at people.
Right? Yeah, I'm biased, but they are the best cookies.
Sweet. No, yeah, I love cookies, so can't wait to try them.
Yeah. So,
opening in stores, shipping frozen nationwide is pretty difficult logistically. How did you decide when to grow so you didn't sacrifice that homemade feel or quality? And how did you maintain that quality at that scale?
Yeah, it was honestly, it's had its challenges across the board just by scaling a KitchenAid mixing recipe to, you know, hundreds of pounds of dough. But we've done an awesome job with strategic partners to be able to scale the recipe to not lose sight of the quality and also make sure that it still has the original taste that we had initially launched with. And as we scale and grow, that it maintains that. And there's definitely challenges operationally and just as you grow with growing pains in CPG, but you know, nothing is impossible for us, and we really take it head on. And we've been able to really figure it out and make sure that across the board, no matter what product we're putting out the top notch, and that everything is maintained, and that no customer feels a sense of the growing pains that, you know, we do on the back end.
I love that. You guys seem like the type of team to be no compromises, high quality ingredients. And I guess that does make me ask, were there any sacrifices that you had to make to, you know, to increase the scale of the production with the recipe, or or at least around
Honestly,
that?
no. Yeah, no. We have been able to make sure that we've maintained it across the board and not had any sacrifices. Sacrifices on our end in terms of just different budgeting and different things like that. But we try to make sure that the customer gets exactly what they are paying for and can get the top notch.
I love that. If you could release an absolutely wild flavor, something that maybe you have in the back of your mind and you're just waiting for the right moment, no constraints, what would it be?
The possibilities are endless, and that's really what excites me. So, to be honest, I don't have one in particular, but we could do some crazy things, and it's super exciting. So, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Are you guys working out on any other flavors at the moment?
Yeah, we're launching our third flavor. It's a brown butter oatmeal raisin. It's actually launching next week, and it is the best cookie ever. I was unsure about the oatmeal raisin, but it's actually been our number one top requested cookie. And my mom killed it with the recipe. So,
I love that. I know a lot of people, they don't vibe with the oatmeal cookie. But I don't understand why. Like, I generally like the oatmeal raisin cookie.
yeah.
So
And there
maybe that's just me.
actually, I believe that there's a whole bunch of people who are like closet oatmeal raisin lovers, and just haven't outwardly said it because data proves that it's a top cookie, and then also customer feedback from all of our demos and just talking to customers constantly, that actually has been a number one requested cookie. So
Wow.
definitely surprised as well, but it's off to a great start.
Yeah, that is super surprising. What other flavors have people been requesting?
Yeah, peanut butter, a monster type cookie, macadamia nut, birthday cake. I mean, the possibilities of the list for flavors is endless. And we definitely listen to customers. And so it'll be super fun to continue to innovate and expand.
Love that. Well, you guys heard it here first. Looking forward to the oatmeal raisin cookie. So I want to tap into some of the packaging. I noticed that you guys have a resealable bag feature. Was it born from wanting convenience or from customer feedback? What were the iterations like from getting it to where it is now from where it started a couple years back?
Yeah, so two things. One, with refrigerated dough, you cut the top off, and then you have to find some sort of way to reseal it if you don't bake up all the cookies right away. So that was one of the things top of mind when we were creating our frozen dough. We wanted that convenience factor of being able to reseal the package, and being able to not limit the shelf life for customers and making it more convenient and also eliminating other types of, forms of repackaging for the product. So that was the key thing. And also for us, we grew up with Ziploc bags in our freezer of frozen dough. So it only felt right and fitting for, the frozen dough to have the resealable pouch.
I love that. So it felt like a natural evolution from where you guys started. That's amazing. Another thing that I did like while researching your guys' brand is the name Something Sweets. I think it's clever and it perfectly represents what you guys do. How did you guys come up with the name and what inspired you guys to name yourselves that?
Yeah, my mom back in the day with her best friend, she was pregnant with my older sister, walking through the streets of London, and she at like a very late hour was craving something sweet. She has the biggest sweet tooth. And essentially it kind of started an ongoing joke with her best friend of my mom saying, "I just want a little something sweet," and she would do this with her hands. Flash forward to after my dad passed, she actually had a dream. She's very intuitive. She had a dream that we had started a cookie company called A Little Something Sweet. And actually, without her knowing, we were actually creating our now business called Something Sweet. But it really stems from my mom. She has a huge sweet tooth. And honestly, it felt fitting, just in regards to like something sweet. It's very straightforward, and it's something easy for customers to understand. But it did have a little bit of that backstory of, the meaning behind a little something sweet. So,
I love that. So essentially, you guys all had some semblance of wanting to start this from your own ways. That's incredible. So moving on to the actual cookie dough itself, it comes frozen and there's no thawing necessary. What were some of the challenges that you guys faced in getting into space and testing the recipes, and why go the frozen route as opposed to already baked cookies?
I'll start with the already baked versus the frozen. So for us, frozen, there, when we were initially testing out the market and kind of seeing where the white space was, we really realized that the frozen dessert set has a lot of innovation opportunities. And for us, not going refrigerated and not going pre-baked, you take out artificial flavoring, artificial preservatives, anything that basically is not deemed as like close to a homemade cookie experience. And for us with frozen, you take out any of that stuff and you get as close to a homemade tasting cookie as you can get, because what happens is once we make the dough, it locks in the freshness of the dough by being frozen right away and maintaining frozen. So as soon as it's baked, you get as close to that homemade taste as possible. And with pre-baked cookies, there's definitely a market for that, and refrigerated dough as well. But what we saw was the opportunity in the refrigerated space to do so. And in terms of like challenges, there's challenges left and right, especially just being in CPG and building a food brand. But for us, we take them as opportunities to grow and better our brand, and no challenges is too hard for us. So
I love that. And I also find that very interesting as well. A lot of our previous guests have actually been in the frozen space. It seems like that space is just ripe with opportunity. We've had a frozen cottage cheese, chocolate, you know, whipped cream. That's been a super popular one as well.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. I never really thought about how frozen would actually eliminate the need of preservatives. And that really, you know, it really ties into your core values of wanting to be natural, you know, authentic. And yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's one message or review that you've gotten from a customer that reminded you of why you started this to keep going through the challenges?
Yeah, we have a lot of people who relate to our story of grief and the way that we've overcome it. And it's become a sense of comfort to a lot of customers in times of, you know, grief and hard experiences. And we've gotten quite a few different messages of people who have sent them to people who have lost loved ones, and it's brought a lot of immense comfort to them and joy. And that's really, at the end of the day, our goal is to, you know, provide an experience and create joy. And our cookies are also, you know, an opportunity for families to create memories. It's not just about the grief of, you know, us losing our dad, but it's to bring joy, because, you know, we're reminded that life is short and you bake a little something sweet and get some joy. And so I think there's a lot of customers that we've heard from that really just, it touches our hearts that they relate to us, but also that it brings them comfort and they're able to send it and basically pay it forward.
That's incredible. So not only have you guys healed yourselves through this entrepreneurial journey, but you're also healing other people at the same time.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
So before the show, again, in your response to our little survey thing, you mentioned that you and your team's biggest achievement is building through every phrase.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that mean? And where do you see going forward as to what's next with something sweet, you know, something that you're really excited for, maybe a little nervous about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Building through every phase for us essentially just means that, one, we've made it this far with no prior background in CPG and, you know, major investments. And we've been able to basically figure all this out ourselves and grow and scale an awesome business that is basically just beginning, which is super exciting. And, you know, what we're super excited about is to continue to fill more freezers with our frozen dough and to get it into more customers' hands and spread something sweet, you know, across the country in many more retailers, which we're really excited about.
I love that. And I also find very interesting that you and your family have no entrepreneurial background or no background in CPG. I think that also highlights how powerful and how incredible that you and your team are pushing through, you know, such difficulties to get to the spot that you guys are at.
Yeah.
And that also leads into my next question, which, where do you see something sweet looking like in a couple months or in a couple years from now? And what flavors are at the top of your list? I know you mentioned oatmeal raisin, but aside from that, which ones are you currently looking at too?
Yeah. So in the next couple of years, our goal is to be a household name for a dessert and frozen dessert brand. In terms of like our next steps in innovation and flavors, we have a lot of plans to expand our flavor profiles in the frozen dough space, but also to create innovation outside of even frozen dough, which is super exciting, and in different categories. So our goal is to be a large household name that customers know they can get the best quality homemade tasting desserts.
Incredible. So what other, aside from cookie dough, what else are you guys looking at for the frozen aisle?
Well, we can't disclose some of that, but I will say that we have a lot of ideas and are super excited. And we, like I said multiple times, the possibilities are endless. There's nothing that is impossible for us to do. And we believe that wholeheartedly. And that's how we've gotten thus far. And so we're excited for the day where we can share what that looks like.
I love that. You know, you really wear on your sleeve that faith is one of your principal values. And also during my research for you guys, I saw that you guys have a family tile. Can you go into further detail about that and how faith actually plays into all of this?
Yeah, so faith is the foundation of our family. It has been for a long time and was even more strengthened after losing our dad. And so we knew in incorporating and starting this business that we wanted to, you know, honor God and keep our faith foundation strong by incorporating it into our packaging and just our company as a whole. And so on our packaging, we have a floral pattern, and that is essentially, it breaks down into a cross in the center that essentially holds the flower pattern together. My dad at the center, which is the reason why we started Something Sweet and is the, you know, main goal in our business of starting Something Sweet and the reason why. And then the flower petals around that connect with my dad and the cross are my mom, sisters, and I. So it really encompasses our family and our faith and our reason and why we started Something Sweet. So you might see a cute little floral pattern, but on the packaging, it has a lot of meaning.
I love that. Yeah, it definitely has a lot of significance. And, you know, putting two and two together, that I feel like it really elevates the packaging as well, since there's that emotional connection behind it.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Brittany, this has been an incredible conversation. And before we finish it off, where can our listeners find you and Something Sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can find us in a freezer near you. You can check our store locator at somethingsweetdough.com. We're sold in Northern California, Southern California, Chicago, Dallas, and expanding. And then we also ship nationwide, so you can check somethingsweetdough.com and we can ship to your door.
I love that. Well, after this call, I'm definitely going to get a pat for myself. I'm a big cookie lover.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brittany. And it was a pleasure.
Thank you.